fourth little pair, losing cut. Get out of the way.
Yeah, get out of the way.
$120 million. Or I spit at these.
Yeah. Right. Floyd. Floyd. Apollo. Baldy.
Floyd, where are you? Oh, Sean the P1. How are you doing, Floyd Mayweather? We are here on Not Worth a Kick in the Ass with exclusive
first interview.
Showtime and HBO haven't got the money. They've got $300 million to prevent this fight, but we...
But somehow we got to him first.
Yeah, we got to him first. Because we killed everyone in the fucking ring. But Floyd! This has got to be a dream to be on the show, sure.
It's unbelievable. What else can I say? The atmosphere, the people, everybody has been brilliant.
That's right, we're talented. How's that? After fighting for how many rounds was it?
Oh, 12 rounds.
After fighting for 12 rounds, the one thing he wants to do is talk about how brilliant we are.
What a humble man. Humble. You're more humble than P1.
Yeah.
But I mean, sure, you've just fought for the ultimate fight of all time. 200 million.
You made
more than the Avengers did this weekend. And sadly, you did. But surely this has got to be the experience being interviewed by me and Luke.
Well, it's always been my ultimate goal. It's always been my ultimate goal. You know, I kept my fingers crossed and only hope for the best. And here we are today.
He did ask, you know, we actually didn't pay a single thing for this fight.
We didn't have to.
Didn't pay, because he said, here's your seat next to Clint.
he won't notice.
He just sees invisible seats everywhere he goes.
He just sits in any chair thinking no one's there.
In fact, he wasn't even looking towards the ring. He was looking at the towards the exit.
Hit him. He thought he was filming the next movie. Female boxer, what he did?
Million dollar Mayweather. It's like, not million.
Multi-million. Oh, I'm making a movie here. It's like, no, this is a real fight, Clint.
Multi-million dollar Mayweather.
Hey, but, you know, we've got a more important fight for him coming up.
Yeah, I know. Exclusively.
Exclusive people. Exclusively. We can announce the next opponent for Floyd Mayweather Jr. is the man, the phenomenal one, P1. What do you have to say?
It's a mighty old high fuck it. I didn't find a goddamn entertaining anything about it. And matter of fact, I was insulted by this shit.
Hey. Pacquiao did his best.
I was like, but you can do... Look, this is one you stand a chance of winning.
Yeah, you're about the same height, but arrogant as each other.
Now that we've got you here, how do you feel about Spider-Man being black?
I think it's really not about race or nationality. It's about just boxing, and it's about excitement.
Is it boxing?
Is Spider-Man boxing?
Too many punches there.
Maybe this is one up from the wrestling.
Too many punches there. But look, Floyd, we know you're not exactly the smartest man in the world. You're a great fighter and all, but P1 here, champion. Absolute legendary podcasting. However, he lost to Filmsack. Can we just get your thoughts on Filmsack, how he won that award over P1?
Social media and the fans, thank you. Showtime, Showbox, you guys have done a tremendous job.
It's a bit rough. We were wanting him to win.
Social media, yeah, they did a great job helping him lose. We thank him to Floyd.
P1, now that you're getting ready to fight Floyd Mayweather, which is one...
We're not asking you, we're just making you fight.
That's right.
We want to break in on this money.
You're going to make a grand.
Money made promotion.
$200 million.
Movie spoilers promotion. That's got a good ring to it.
Have you got anything derogatory to say about the champ?
That is the most fucked up individual you see in the show.
Kick ass! Kick ass! Kick ass!
And no one's going to kick my ass.
Oh dear, P1's going to love that. He's going to love that
what
intro.
What a weekend.
A weekend of two things. Either Avengers or Mayweather.
Fuck the Avengers.
But... Well, you're the one who's waited. I love that. Oh. Fight of the century. That's not that impressive. The century's only 14 years. I'm like, really? Isn't that impressive?
The rest of this fucking year
it's going to be a long 80 or whatever. How many years we got left? 85 years left.
Fucking long time.
But, okay, so the fight just happened about, when was it? 2 hours ago?
A couple of hours ago.
So after waiting that long, what was your opinion?
It really wasn't worth it.
Wasn't worth the $80 you spent. No wonder they make so much money.
Look,
Mum told me it was $80.
No,
so
it was
$60.
Going to it was fucking heaps, and even America cost more, but it's pretty much what I expected. Floyd makes boring fights.
Yeah.
That's why I give P1 a chance.
I heard you two were both saying that on Fire It Up the other day.
He makes boring fights. He just kind of, but you know what? He's a fucking skilled individual.
Does he just run around the ring like, we'll catch you.
He's like Rocky chasing the chicken.
Except he's the chicken.
You can't catch the motherfucker.
Can't you catch the... Can't you? We've got a story about chickens.
I was going to say, yeah.
It sort of fits in.
But it's a big... People that aren't even sport fans, it was a big lead-up. Pretty much the way I expected it to go.
Everyone knows this, but $200 million he made from that fight.
Roughly, yeah.
And
what are we making talking about it? Fuck all.
And Shorty made how much did he make? $100 million?
Ooh, Pacquiao.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe 120 million.
Yeah, I love how not one person I know was going for
he's a cunt.
Yeah. What sort of name is Floyd anyway?
Floyd.
Isn't that the guy in a Dumb and Dumber?
Lloyd.
That's what I'm thinking.
A Lloyd Christmas.
I'm throwing that damn curse into that ring.
You had another set of gloves during this whole fight? I'm going to kill you.
He just goes on the toilet in the middle of the ring.
I'm going to throw this goddamn curse, this paycheck into that damn river.
In between the rounds, he starts drinking that piss bottle. There's something wrong with Packy. What happened?
His head fell off. Yeah, he's pretty Filipino.
Actually, that would be a better fight. Yeah, more than likely one.
But as long as Mayweather had that fucking bowl haircut and the chipped tooth. Hey, you want to hear the most annoying sound in the world? I'm a winner! Yeah!
What is the most annoying sound in the world? Floyd Mayweather.
Actually, no. He had Justin Bieber walk in with him.
Justin Bieber versus Floyd in the ring.
No, they're friends.
How does that work?
Exactly.
How does a boxer
I like his music.
Did you tell me that Floyd Mayweather can't read?
He can't.
So maybe he's not really making $200 million. He's making like $200, and he's like, I signed $200 million. That was $200.
Yes, I signed it. Yeah, I made 20 cents for it. Yeah,
that's right. Shit. In fact, you're not even getting paid. This is to your manager.
This is all for free.
But you got to admit, I'm sorry to say this. Boxing's a lot better in Rocky.
It is.
I mean, it's just much more
entertaining. I love the people that watch that. They watch real fight. There's nothing like Rocky.
Yeah, no, shit. But then sometimes it's the opposite. Like, and they'll watch a Rocky movie going, "Oh, this is too entertaining." At the end, but like, the complaint you always hear, they would have stopped this fight. They would have stopped. Of course they would have.
Rocky,
it's entertaining. Of course,
but Rocky in the first two were
fairly, and then the last one,
and then
yeah.
But in that era. Yeah. They wouldn't have been. The second one.
Stallone says the same thing. He's like, he's watching it going, I should have stopped this fight.
The two most really good fights in any of the Rocky movies, if you had five, because it wasn't but one for Rocky Balboa, and the second fight with Clubber Lang, and the first fight, technically.
The most realistic?
Yeah.
The second fight with Clubber Lang. What about when Clubber Lang throws him across the ring?
Yeah, but he would have got in trouble for that.
Yeah.
I mean, it ended pretty quickly. Like,
three rounds and stuff. But, I mean, I'll be honest, I didn't see a single thing.
No, do you care?
No, I am interested only for
too busy watching that Avengers garbage I saw weeks ago.
Hey, we'll get to that in a sec. P1's going to hate this episode. I can tell. Chad will hate this a bit late.
Oh, Chad's a cock.
What?
Oh, I didn't like Skeletor. We'll get into that.
You've got something to say.
Fucking pedophile.
The
you inbred child molester motherfucker.
Why do you keep calling him a child molester?
He likes young kids.
Does he?
No, he doesn't, but yeah, that's what P1 thinks.
How does P1 know that?
He works with him.
But what does he come out? I like children.
Probably.
Compared to the Ali Frazier fight,
I wasn't born then.
All right, the George Foreman Ali fight, the Rumble in the Jungle.
I wasn't born then either.
But you know of it.
Of course I know. I know of all these fights.
So, but you've seen it.
I know you've seen it.
So, which would be a better fight? Because they were saying this fight.
The actual fight itself.
Yeah.
Oh, George Frazier Ali was
Jordan.
Not Jordan. I would love to see Jordan fight Ali.
Would Ali still beat him?
Yeah. Fucking yes, even with his Parkinson's, you still punch the shit out of him.
I could see.
You mentioned John fight.
He'd start to go into karate mode. You're not allowed to do that.
All he does is bore him to death with his fucking shows. Actually, that probably cures his Parkinson's disease.
Oh, I'm better now.
See Ali say that. I'm better now. One of the funniest things, though, is Pacquiao's trainer has severe Parkinson's disease, like severely. How does that work?
That's the point.
They're walking out to the ring, and he's trying to take a selfie with both of them with his camera, and his hand's shaking like shit. And you see Pacquiao's like, I can see Pacquiao's looking. I'm like, I'm not the one moving here.
He's like, I can see a light in it. There's somewhere.
And you wonder why you lost Pacquiao. You got a fucking guy who has been shaking everywhere.
He should have been the one who fought in the ring.
You imagine that guy like giving you a water bowl, trying to pour it in your mouth, and pour it all over your face.
So who's he going to fight next, apart from P.Y.?
Mayweather's got one last
fight. Yeah, one last.
No.
One last fight.
He is.
Why is it always that? It's ever, I've got four last fights. It's always one last one.
No, because he had a contract.
I'll live in the gym.
He had a contract.
Yeah.
And his last fight of that contract ends in the next fight. Which, if he wins, he levels Rocky Marciano's record.
Oh, good on him.
49. Okay. Fuck him.
No, I think
49 wins, and he won't beat it. Like, he'll stay at 49 wins like Marciano, undefeated.
Okay, so why won't he? He doesn't want to top Marciano.
Getting old.
Oh, I thought it was just like, I can't top Marciano.
No, there's no one left to fight. I mean, Floyd has fought everyone out there.
Yeah.
Besides Lloyd Christmas. Dumb and dumb.
Why didn't he
fight? He's going to fight Seabass.
I'm more impressed by, I think I watched it with you, the big fat guys for boxing.
Oh, that's
awesome.
The guy's pants falling.
Like the guy, I don't know, like...
ass crack coming
out. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever watched that. People, if you want to watch, and it's like great boxing, really good boxing, watch two fat guys, just the blubber, and the ref is too afraid to get involved. He's like, fucking stay
up there. Watching two puff marshmallow men like, with their shorts falling down.
And them talking up each other, like I'm going to fight him. That's a way of...
Actually, I should send them to P1. They can watch it live on the next movie spoiler show.
What?
And comment on it.
The
two fat guys fight.
Yeah.
Watch this and commentate on this.
That's what I'm more impressed by. I want to the next Rocket Creed. That's how we should fight a big fat bastard.
Oh, son's just an overweight piece of shit.
I've got to get back in the ring. I'm going to eat the chicken.
All right,
on to the next topic.
So
let's do it. Let me go.
That's a topic. Sorry, we just saw a photo of our boss. There you are.
With semen.
It's not coming your lips. You got white fucking lips. God knows what you're eating. Happy as motherfucker. Seeing the Avengers Age of Ultron.
No, see what Avengers Age of Ultron can do for you. Can do to you. I'm addicted to cocaine. No, it's not quite that. I didn't know restaurants serve cocaine.
He's addicted to penis. He's eating a testicle. Did you see the guy in the AFL broke his testicles?
What?
The guy played Australian rules football, had to get taken to hospital because his testicle got cut open. You serious?
And now with the commentators on it, that would have been, I love how...
He's kicked the ball!
When someone, no shit, if it's cricket or AFL or whatever, whenever the arse or the balls get affected, that they'll somehow do anything to not, like, label it what it is. He's like, yes, she had a swollen buttock. I'm like, it's an arse! That's
what it is.
Yeah, an arse!
Knob!
So how did he break his testicles? Just swinging them around?
I don't know.
Against the goalpost?
I heard about it. I heard he split his testicles over and had to go to hospital.
That's what
That's driving a P1.
And then he ate one.
I'm sorry. I don't know what this fucking photo is him of. Eating a testicle with white lips. I'm going to Photoshop that.
So, on to the...
Speaking of Age of Ultron.
Age of Reason. Oh. Okay, so let's... saw it a week ago, so now we can finally talk about it. Because I've seen it too. The movie of the year.
What's wrong with you people? It's decent, it's good, but fuck me dead. Stop having sex with the fucking cinema screen. What is wrong? P1, what's wrong with you people? Why does everyone give Marvel a pass?
I'll give it a pass. I mean,
it's decent.
Yeah.
It's good. The only one I agree with is Corey, and that's a fucking worry when I'm agreeing with Corey these days.
Like, what do you say?
Pretty much the same thing I've said. It's very good, however, a lot of flaws. Just too much action scenes, not enough story.
I'm going to say it. The story was shit.
Thank you!
I'm saying it like I'm...
Thank
no,
you!
No, no, no. It's the story was all right, but you know what kept the movie alive?
The story was shit. It was all right.
No, I'll stick with my original opinion.
It was shit. Thank you.
I just think it was very muddled, the story. I think it was very...
Yeah,
before someone says to me, Oh, well, you don't see these movies for story. Hey,
I watched Winter Soldier
2 weeks ago. And
it came out a long time ago.
I saw it two weeks ago, but before. And I'll probably bump my original rating up because,
it's a lot
better. When I watched it a second time, that's a good story, actually.
It's just like, but you know what
kept this one going? Like, but thank God, it's the sort of movie where the chemistry is what keeps it going.
It's the
chemistry between the actors is obviously there because I still don't know what happened. I've kind of got an idea
about it. But you got Ultron threatening in any way.
But, like, I mean, you'd have to be a comic. Everyone, because I saw it with three or four people, said at the end, who the hell was that new guy that joined him? I liked him, but who was he? I'm like,
are you talking about
what's
the
his
Vision?
Name? Is that his name?
Yeah, the Vision.
Look, it's not clear at all.
I have no issue. We're gonna spoil this, people. What the fuck's with Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch?
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Why have them in it? You can't call them mutants because Fox owned the right fucking X-Men.
Yeah.
They can't mention their Magneto's children.
Yeah.
So what the fuck are they doing?
No, I didn't. Okay, I didn't.
It was wasted.
Her so much. He was a complete... X-Men did it way better. Like, that character, X-Men, did it way better. Just the accents I found really... What is it with Russian accents that ruin it? Because Mickey Rourke with the Russian accent in Iron Man 2. But despite all that, despite all my whinging, because I've got a lot... My biggest problem, Hawkeye pissed me off in this movie. All right. His family...
Well, what happens when you work with Tom Cruise?
His family? No shit. That was the corniest shit. In any of the Marvel movies.
Which no one knew. Oh, I kept it secret. So you never once mentioned you had a wife.
Better? Okay, I understand them having to go to a safe house, but wouldn't it have been better if he turned
to a place where your family aren't in danger?
Yeah, like, but like, they go to a safe house, right? Wouldn't it have been better if, like, his wife had left him and everything? Instead, Josh Whedon, who was complaining about sexism in Jurassic World a couple of weeks ago, here's the dolly little wife just sitting there waiting for him. Oh, you're finally home, honey. Oh, you're worse than Aunt Harriet and Batman Woman.
Spit out another kiss.
Sit there. Here's another one.
No, but, okay. Safe house.
People are turning this off now.
I don't care.
I bet as we speak.
Fuck them. I don't care. This is our opinion. What I don't get is we need to find some place where we can regroup and save ourselves. Thor! Take you to fucking Asgard!
Yeah.
Bring an army! You got a fucking army of people! Oh, we don't like to get involved in human matters. You're the king, bitch!
Billy Eagles and all the
fucking king!
No, but in saying all that, I think where you and me are going to differ, I like James Spader in this.
Hated him.
Did you?
Didn't like Ultron at all.
No, I don't mean the characters, but his acting was pretty cool.
I think they made him more of a comic, like... Marvel's biggest issue with me, Loki, I like as a villain, but he's not threatening. He's just got that kind of...
This guy was a bit more threatening than Loki.
Thanos, fucking bring that cunt in.
Okay, explain this to me. At the end, he's like, I'm going to have to do this myself.
That's what you're doing 10 movies ago.
But hold on. Was Ultron working for him? Did Ultron have anything to do with it?
No. It's just because he's waiting to get those gems.
So he's like, I could do this. He's like, hold on. I'm some sort of god. I could take him on.
Sorry. I can just picture him. He's sitting in that chair with all these movies. Guys, he's like,
I could do
it. I'm pretty strong.
Yeah, I'm pretty strong. I'm purple. Like, I could do this. I think I like
it. I want to hear Josh Brolin's voice sound like that.
I can do it. What the? It'd be like John Ritter and Problem Show. What the hell? I could be president of the United States.
I don't have to be bad anymore. I can get these Infinity Stones.
Let's see how many people get that. Now, look, before we say it's a good movie. Look, it's in it.
Pitching John Ritter's Thanos.
John Ritter Junior. Screams down the world.
The guy's dead, so I don't know. As long as you had Big Baby.
Hey, Nick Fury, why do you tell the voters what you really think of this town?
I had a Nick Fury. I had a problem.
Okay.
Nick's hanging out in your shirt.
Nick Fury, what was he doing there? Just doing the dishes. I didn't understand that. I don't know.
He comes in, Bro, I got a battleship. Oh, it's an old one.
I didn't mind that. Like, pulling out of mothballs. I didn't mind the whole last bit with the putting the town up in the air, and I was glad to see.
Oh, that was a great action scene.
Action scene's amazing. Amazing in it, and the effects by Alan. I mean, one thing is kind of, it's a bit like the old turtle scene when they're fighting the foot soldiers, when they just go blow up and blow up, one dead, two dead, three dead. It's like, okay, it's repetitive after a while.
Yeah, they
like,
hardly got fucking hurt.
Yeah, and
that's the thing, I think you had no fear of them at all being.
Yeah, because you knew they were going to be. I mean, that's okay if...
Unless your name's Quicksilver.
Yeah, but who gave a shit? I mean, seriously, who gave a shit?
He's like, oh, don't worry, I'll be in the next X-Men movie. I did this for you.
Yeah,
like, who the fuck are you again? Who do you say, poor guy?
Jeremy Renner's really devastated by it. He runs in with a kid and then makes a joke. He's like, oh, I've had a hell of a day.
he put his feet up on his corp.
Oh, that's the other thing. Some of the humour was really forced in this one, even for me.
Yeah.
Like especially with Hawkeye, I keep quoting. But there's a bit at the like when he's just standing there and he's like, "Yeah, I can catch up." And I'm like, it goes for like 20 seconds. I'm like, "This isn't working. Like this joke is not working." Hawkeye, like he's the quick guy out of X-Men,
Quicksilver.
Yeah, he goes running off, and you stand there for like 20 seconds doing this thing. I'm like, cut to the scene, cut to the next scene, cut to the commercial, like. Because it's just not... Oh, look, we're talking a lot of shit about it. The action scene...
Yeah, it's still pretty good.
No, but the action scene's
it's
made
like the Mayweather fight. I expected more.
The action scene's made it. And you know what was good? They weren't shaky.
Oh, God.
They weren't shaky. So that part was good. But the plot, I'm still scratching my head about it, going, so what exactly was going... I got that Ultron was sort of fooling everyone, and then he was not going to take... And that was the other thing. Was it kind of just like... Like, it was just, like, another bad guy. Like, another day of the week.
There was no link into what the whole...
Whereas the first one, there was, like, a huge lead-up to Loki, like, to just what sort of threat Loki was.
That's annoying, but, you know, the whole... The staff and the buddy, the stone, and then you're Guardians of the Galaxy with the other stone, Thor, too. It's like, this has no connection to what... It's like, why have Thanos appear?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm here, don't forget about me!
What was that about at the end when Thor goes... Thor, that is a good scene where Thor goes, yeah, these stones, very dangerous. I'm like, but what's that have to do with the movie?
Nothing.
So how did he at the end just turn and go out of nowhere? These stones, pretty dangerous.
You went to Asgard to get this weapon. Why don't you bring back a whole fucking army of these weapons?
Yeah.
Thor's a useless dick.
Yeah, and I don't know. I liked it. Like, that's just it. I liked it. But
we're just going to critique it because people are
kissing
its ass.
I'm not going to say it's like, it wasn't as good as the first. This is just
it's
my
not.
Opinion.
No,
it wasn't.
Not.
And out of the Marvel movies, I'd probably put it middle. Probably.
Yeah, look, I think Captain America
2. Yeah. I think both Captain America. I thought, I'm probably alone in this. I even thought the first Captain America was better.
I'd put it almost on par. I didn't love that, but I'd have it a little bit better.
I thought Captain America was more about like even.
I preferred Guardians.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I mean, I've got to watch Guardians again.
I think Guardians just knew what it wanted.
Well, yeah, and it's Guardians didn't push the like Josh Whedon really pushes the humor sometimes, and sometimes it works really well, and other a lot of the time it works really well, like. Fucking Hulk beating Loki up in the first
that's
one.
That's why none of that had but, scenes like that.
Yeah.
I
was saying that to Adalia. Yeah. I thought the acting, you know, they've picked the right actors. That's the one thing they've done really well. Like, the guy who plays the Hulk. I mean, that's clearly the best Hulk.
Yeah.
Out of the three that they've had.
Yeah, because they actually give him some fucking things to do.
Because I thought Edward Norton.
Rather him than being controlled by a fucking pussy, though. That annoyed me.
Now can you explain this to me? When did the Hulk turn into Nuclear Man? The sun's going down, he's in a... he's not dangerous anymore.
Don't tell me they said that shit.
No, but the bloody Scarlett Johansson, whenever the sun was going down, sun's going down. You notice when the sun was going down? No, that's what I got from the movie. Sun's going down, the Hulk's in a bad mood. Did you know? Like, a bit tired.
But it's like, she's the only one who can pacify him. I'm like, oh...
No, but the Hulk... The
Hulk is
didn't
not...
you notice when the sun's going down? Oh shit!
Like a Beauty and the Beast kind of.
Thing. I didn't mind that so much. I didn't mind that.
But where the fuck did it come from? Last
nowhere.
Thing she was banging and bloody Captain America.
It wasn't like she wasn't doing that. But in the last movie, the impression you got from this movie was that they tried to build it up from the last movie. But I'm like, the last movie, I got no impression that there was any romantic tension between them. It was just like
that's what I mean. It just kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
The things I enjoyed. I did enjoy the characters.
Yeah.
Most part.
Yeah.
So Hawkeye couldn't give a shit about
it. Hawkeye's fucking... But see, what's the...
I'm just a guy with a bow and arrow.
What was that? What was that bit? Oh, look, I've got a bit of a replacement hip. What was that about?
Because he got shot at the start.
Oh, yeah, but I'm like, oh, yeah, she's like...
just not the same.
That whole family part. That's when the movie lost it, a little bit. Just,
yeah, like, I like...
I was like, what? I'm like, it reminded me of Turtles. When they went to the safe house Turtles, but I'm like, Turtles did it better! I'm serious! They went there and there was no one there. That would have been perfect!
Raphael on the bathtub.
Like, Iron Man go, oh, what's he doing here?
Speaking of Turtles, is that Casey Jones?
Oh, we'll get into that.
April, he was a school.
We'll get into that. Oh. But the whole... Look, no, I mean... Out of the
mark. I like the Captain America Tony Stark relationship.
Yeah, that's great.
That I like.
Oh, I think the character.
I like how they're setting up the whole Civil War.
And I didn't mind, even though the scene was kind of pointless. I didn't mind the whole him trying to lift Thor's hammer.
Oh, that was awesome!
I thought that was kind of that worked. That's the sort of humor that Josh Whedon does really well. Yeah. But I'm just not going to kiss its ass purely because it's Marvel.
But that's what annoys me when people say, oh, you just critique it. You're a DC fan. Like, have you heard
of
show?
Yeah, I'm like,
no.
Okay, can we both agree? Seriously.
Don't worry. We're going to get to that topic.
Seriously.
You're not getting away, Jared Leto.
Like, this was still a lot better than Man of Steel.
Oh, yes!
This was still a lot. I think this is probably a little bit better than Dark Knight Rises. A little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah, because I think Dark Knight, I expected a lot.
Yeah, more. A little bit. I mean, but it was still flawed.
But on the Marvel franchise alone, I would have Iron Man, Captain America 3, probably 1, and Guardians
Captain
of
America
probably.
3? Wow, you're really
moving already better.
I'm really moving ahead. Iron Man, the first one, is still my favorite Marvel movie.
That.
But you know why? Because when it came out, it was so
I got to go with the Punisher Warzone.
But when it came out, it was such a... No one expected that.
Yeah, exactly.
No one expected that.
That was just perfect casting. He was a perfect Iron Man.
But even the way he was, like, it was an interesting story about a corrupt, not corrupt, but an arms dealer who finds his soul. Like, that was a good story. Whereas the other ones have been interesting. I think Captain, out of the... Let's go through the... I've got a written down. Phase 2. Let's look back at the Marvel movies leading up to this. Iron Man 3.
Shithouse.
It wasn't shit.
Fucking horrible.
It wasn't fucking horrible.
Abysmal.
It wasn't.
I saw it advertised on TV last night and went, oh.
But it was fun.
No.
Excuse everyone.
No. It was shit.
No, I tell you what.
It was shit.
I tell you what I liked it from it. Which
shit.
The first half. The second half.
Yeah,
you should have stopped half of it.
Yeah, as soon as Ben Killingsley wasn't the
man. No, it wasn't that. Yeah. It was the fact that all these demons and shit from New York, that never amounted to fuck all, in the movie.
Okay.
Like, at all.
You weren't all the problems. Avengers, the new one.
Okay.
Last movie, I thought, didn't he blow up all his suits with no question? Oh, yeah, got all the shit back.
Well, hold on. What about, didn't he have his heart transplant?
Exactly. He pretty much retired as Iron Man. Back again, no knowledge of it at all.
Maybe there's an Iron Man 4.
4, yeah, it's going to be a prequel.
You've got to explain all that.
Okay, that's my biggest issue with these franchises.
Yeah.
You have to see
all
the
of them
together.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's cool, because at the same time, you do need to see them, but I like the
You know what I didn't
see.
Like about the
Captain
other...
America 3, you didn't really need to see the other.
Captain America, stop saying that! It's Captain America 2!
Well, no, it's not! There was
Captain America back in the 90s!
The arch nemesis of Captain America back in the 90s!
Captain America 3 is the arch nemesis of Batman versus Superman. We all know that. Because it's opening so close to it.
Go Cap!
But the, the other thing I didn't like about Iron Man...
Sorry, I gotta move this straight up, P1. That's creeping me out.
The other thing I didn't like about Iron Man 3...
Everything.
No, I didn't like that whole last sequence where he's just calling all the suits in and they're just blowing up one by one. I was like, well, what's the jeopardy?
And where
There's
are
no
they?
One in the suit, so what's the jeopardy? Like,
it's fireworks.
Like, and seriously, trying to fool us that she died, and then at the end it's like, no, she's got power now. I'm I fucking hate it when they do that.
Yeah, that's the more you remind me that I hated that film.
Oh, but the first half of it.
Makes me sick.
I like the first hut with the build up with the Mandarin and the attack on his house. And
yeah,
I like.
See, I agree with Cody because Cody hated it.
I didn't hate it.
No, he hates Iron Man 3. Yeah, P1's just a sellout. Just agree.
Yeah, because he wants to be Downey.
Oh but yeah, he wants to be.
But who can blame him?
No, he's more like Terrence Howard. Oh, your favorite though, what? Idris.
Oh, yeah.
What was that about?
We're talking about Avengers. You've got to do something. I was like, is Idris Elba Doc Brown? You've got to do something about the kids.
Who's this fucking black bastard?
It's like, I didn't get those scenes are kind of cool, but okay. Can you?
I literally was sitting there watching. Like, I did a shock of Idris Elba's in this,
and he kind of runs up to the camera.
Hello, kid. Like, you see him, and then he just grabs.
Sing, damn it!
Pushes around, his face comes and goes. It's Idris Elba.
You know what? Adalia asked me, can you explain this to me? Okay, Scarlett Johansson is Russian.
Meant to be.
Why doesn't she have a Russian accent?
Meant to be.
Why? Because I don't get it. And I was like, well...
That was the complaint when she was first cast, but you know, I don't care.
Yeah, that's fine.
Scarlett Johansson gets away.
But why is it then that the other two that are Slovakian or whatever the fuck... What were the Scarlett...
sound Australian.
Scarlett... Scarlett...
Actually, he doesn't sound Australian to me, but to other people he probably does.
Does he? It
doesn't sound Australian to me.
I think they're all... I
sounds
mean,
like He-Man.
Okay, Thor 2. That was the next one.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think of that?
I liked it better than what other people did.
Yeah, me too.
But,
yeah, me too.
Yeah, definitely has problems.
I could see some criticism, but...
Yeah.
Compared to, like, people say... The way people get...
Worst Marvel
yeah, ever! Yeah, I'm like, really? I'm like, it's not that bad.
Clearly you never saw Spider-Man.
Captain America 2, which... Yeah, on the second viewing of that, that's got some really... I mean, my only issues with it is sort of... I'm still a bit mystified as to what the hell he was going to do after he blew up all those people or whatever the fuck he was... Robert
Redford. Oh, yeah.
And hearing the audio commentary made me respect it more because all they talk about is Rocky and Star Wars. All the way through. That's all they talk about.
Why
at the Rocky? End, at the end, when fucking Captain America's taken on... Who's the other? Winter Soldier. He's like, now this is Rocky Balboa, Apollo Creed. I'm like, no, it's not. He's like, yeah. Why do people like Rocky? Because he gets the shit beat out of him.
I think it's probably more like Drago.
I'm like, really? I'm like, but all right, cool.
Now, I like
and Guardians. I've got to watch again. I've got to watch Guardians again.
That's the difference. Captain America was a serious kind of hero, I think, but it had its fun moments. Guardians is just a fun adventure.
Yeah, Guardians is a throwback to. I don't want to say it, but it is a bit of a throwback to Star Wars. In a nice way. And it was deliberate. I mean, it was deliberate.
People don't think that was an influence of Star Wars. You're a bunch of fuckers.
He said it was! The director of it said he was.
James Gunn.
Yeah,
he's a huge Star Wars fan.
Yeah, he said, I wanted to fucking make a space opera like Star Wars.
His comment about the trailers. Jesus Christ!
Oh, really? That's what the priest said, too.
Oh, yeah, the priest.
Oh, my God! Oh, my balls are burning! All right, so let's get on to the other topic, just to prove we're not biased against Marvel. Or
fuck anything. You, Jared Leto.
Did you know? I didn't know the Joker was in Home Alone. All right, you've already spoken.
There he is. Fuck that.
It does look like Home Alone. You know what it looks like? It looks like Arnie in Jingle All the Ways poster.
Actually,
that was
my reaction when I saw the poster.
And Arnie's pretty damaged.
No, I hate that. Zoom in on the face. I'm okay with it. Take off the fucking tattoo.
Because I read what somebody said. It might have been Tony saying something to you. I can accept other interpretations of the Joker and that. Why is it he complained about Nicholson then?
Why did he complain about Daredevil then? The new show, which everyone's raving about.
Except
him.
About?
Apparently, yeah.
Well, what did he like
I don't
it?
Know. Apparently he had complaints with it or something.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea what though.
Well, everyone's raving about this. Are you supposed to be loving this one?
Yeah, but the difference is, I'm not biased. I love Batman. I've seen Gotham.
Yeah.
So I've seen the worst of the
Batman's
worst.
Batman's easily my...
I had to put up with Jerome as the Joker. Now I've got to put up with this.
I think Jerome might still be worse than this. I mean, I don't know.
Leto, brilliant actor. So that's what I
think. Yeah, see, that's the difference.
But apparently they say the scarring will be added to him. His face will be more wider.
Why release this?
Because that's
what's the point.
Because they realize they fucked up. That's what I reckon. The grill's not meant to be in his teeth. Yeah. Like he uses it as a weapon or some shit. His face is gonna be wider, and the tattoos won't be as obvious, and they'll be scarring. So I reckon they've added this. Going, oh, here he is. Oh shit, we fucked up. Fans don't like it.
I haven't followed. I'd like to watch the animated cartoons of the Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to, but. A physical Joker. Does that work for you? Like, a physical Joker?
Never does. Never does. I don't like the idea of, look, I've got a clown tattoo here. Ha, 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 here. And a face here with a smile. Like, we get it. You're the fucking Joker.
Yeah.
You don't need a bloody advertiser like the way he is.
Yeah.
To me, it'd be all his self-made shit. I don't mind
you're
having tattoos.
The best-looking Joker, I still reckon. This sounds crazy, but did you ever see that fan film, Dead End, I think
yeah,
it's
yeah.
called? with the guy, the Predator. Chekhov's, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Chekhov's son play the Joker. That's the best looking Joker, obviously. Why is it that we yet to get a Joker in the movies who looks like, you know that image of him with Harley Quinn?
Yeah, yeah, in the black suit.
He looks fucking insane. Like,
you've got to get the right casting for it.
Yeah.
Jared Leto has that look.
Yeah.
But if you look at him there, and just instead of having him with his mouth open, he's been kicked in the fucking nuts.
Mm.
Have him just smile. That's what it shouldn't be. It should just be him with a black background, staring dead-eyed with a smile. That's it. Just simple.
Yeah.
It's all it should be. Not this, like, look, I'm at home alone.
I think they're overset. This is just my opinion. Like, because they're releasing, like, Warner's released that Batman vs. Superman, the car, and the fucking...
and Will Smith and Wild Wild West 2.
And the what do you call it, the Batwing thing? What is it? Yeah. But did you like the new Batwing, the new airplane thing?
You talking about from Rises or the...
No, new... the new one, the Batman vs. Superman.
I like the way it looks, but you only see it in one shot.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I'm like, yeah.
No, but they released image, like, actual magazine images.
Okay, I haven't seen
it. And I was like, it looks more like a... just a normal plane.
I've got little hope for this film. Oh, yeah. I've got a little hope for Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad might see me commit suicide. But watch it.
So how is
seeing
that...
the photo of Will Smith, seeing this, I'm like, oh my god, this is getting worse.
How is there... what's the plot of Suicide Squad? How's the Joker...
Okay, the Suicide Squad, because, I mean, I know you're not...
like, not you don't really... yeah,
Suicide
don't really...
Squad is pretty much a group that get... imagine like Arkham inmates.
Yeah.
Who are pretty much no hope of getting out.
Yeah.
That, they use as like a secret like program by the government, by a secret organization to use to do things that they can't get the police or any other like any other government agency to do. So they literally give people who are kind of like the B level of Arkham inmates. But they let them get off their parole from Arkham as long as they do this, you know, and help them out and shit like that. So it's like a group of villains having to do something to help out a secret organization. And the Joker's never really a part of that because he's just too insane to be a part of it.
But he's always too popular.
Joker's too popular. He's got to be there.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I mean, I think they better be. It's the same thing that Marvel suffer from a little bit, but DC far worse. That they sometimes make a lot of this shit for the fans, and the fans look and go, "That's just like the comic," or "That's just like." Although
that's not.
I mean, I suppose. It's weird how a lot of the comic book geeks like Man of Steel, and from what I hear, it's not like the comic at all.
Well, there's Tony right there.
What?
He loved Man of Steel.
Did he?
Yeah, and he says that Joker's all right, which that Joker could be all right. But you know what? I'm going to see it first. Like, Man of Steel, I waited until I saw it, made a judgment. It's fucking horrendous. Now, that I'm going
to
see
you were looking forward to it.
I was.
Yeah.
And then I have him P1. Oh, it wasn't that good. And I saw it. That wasn't that good. That was fucking terrible. Actually, it was pretty terrible.
Yeah.
I managed to actually, we did, because P1 didn't really like it, and we saw it, and he's thinking about it, he's like, yeah, it's fucking horrible.
Yeah, but because people don't actually, I don't know. Like,
the more you think about it, I mean, I've
just
seen,
the writing, Jesus Christ, it was bad writing. But the, you know what I...
Go away, joke.
Come back next
Ignore
year.
Me.
Take a guess what I've been sleeping next to lately.
Oh, piss off, P1. I get it, I'm watching Doom, I know. You sent me quotes, but, oh, yeah, we're doing... what the hell?
Rorschach's still good.
What? Okay, P1, thank you for that pointless comment.
The,
I get it, we're doing Doom, I know!
Guess what I sleep next to?
A Dalia?
Yeah, that, but I came home the other week, right?
I hope you would.
I lied in bed and...
what the hell is that smell?
Really potent, really
I'm
strong...
I'm hoping it answers, not a Dalia.
Really strong, severe smell. I turn right, there's a chopped up onion right next to my bed. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Was like, keeping away vampires? Yeah.
I was like that guy in Police Academy, what's this? Oh, it's my bed.
You mean Leonardo?
Yeah.
Get that quote, people.
But apparently, get this, a chopped up onion can help you sleep, apparently. And I was like,
what?
Chopped up onion.
How?
I don't know.
Does that make you make the cry to sleep?
And also, maybe it's, smell, gonna be, like, it's really strong. And guess what? And the best sleep I've had that night. Like, what?
Oh, shit, that worked.
I woke up the next day, and I'm like, and she was like, how was the onion? So, I'm like, so we're at. So I've slept 2 weeks in a row with this chopped up onion next to me. It's weird. And, yeah, I pray to God no one ever comes into the bedroom. Oh! Like, I'm like, yes, rather odious. Like,
what's a raw onion, people?
So, if anyone's got any onions, they would have said. So she, poor old Dally, like, every time I get home, she looks like, I'm like, you've been crying again. No, it's the onion. Like, yeah.
I've never heard of that, but if it works.
Yeah, apparently. Give it a go. Give it a go. Just chop up an onion, whack it next to your bed, see what happens.
I'd fucking forget about it and find it in the middle of the night.
Yeah, so does she. Like, a couple of days later, I'm like, something smells off now. Oh, it's the onion. Yeah. I tell you the other thing that's weird. We've got neighbours that have babies, right? Babies.
Yeah, usually that's what people have.
But the funny part is, when I come home, a baby crying next door, right? Now that happens. That's life.
Because your fucking onions have probably gone to the...
Maybe. But a baby crying, no shit, next door, is always accompanied by this.
Manchester United fans.
I was like, what's that?
Indians.
And apparently Adali said, that's how Chinese put their baby to sleep. I'm like, what? Like, so, like, yeah.
But stick it on.
I'm like, what?
It sounds like they're having sex with them. Trying to make more babies.
I'm like, what?
It all sounds like that fucking tribe from Vanuatu we went and saw.
As a result, the baby's always crying. Like, I wonder. If you had someone doing that to you too, you'd be crying all the time as well.
So chopped up onion and you go hoo-hoo-hoo to your baby.
They
asleep.
Don't.
All right.
So no. Apparently, you know,
so, I find a way to beat Floyd Mayweather. They go hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Go to sleep.
Yeah.
Very tired. Chopped up onion.
Just put a chopped up onion next to the ring. See what happens.
Boy's like, I can't go on. I'm so sleepy.
I'm going to fall asleep. Baby crying in the middle of the arena.
He won't remember these tips. Floyd next week.
Next week. No, you think I'm joking? That's just real. After this is done, go and ask Adalia.
Chop the bunion.
That, and also the...
Let me guess, she came up with that.
Oh, I forgot to... people, last time we had... we spoke about Adalia's cousin.
Oh, no.
And he's weirdness.
Fitness fanatic.
I forgot to tell you, because she told you afterwards.
I saw the photo of him.
Yeah. She told you afterwards. Apparently, when he was younger, he used to kick the door down to come home. Oh. Did she tell you about that?
Yeah.
So not only did he apparently...
He'd say, Danny Glover.
I'm home! Where else would it be? Thank you, Fred.
I told you learnt from, what's his name, Earl from the Dinosaur Show.
You just fall for Christ.
And as long as the baby next door to you is not the mama.
I've got something you'll love. I've got something you'll love. At the gym, right?
No, not your gym story.
Speaking of Asian people.
Fucked up people.
Speaking of Asian people. There's a guy at the work, at the gym. He's this short Asian guy, but he's got the worst mullet I've ever seen. And get this. He dresses like Riggs, like that of Lethal Weapon. I thought, oh, maybe this is coincidence.
So he's got the plaid shirt.
Yeah, the jacket. Not the bomb squad. And the weird part is...
Do you really want to train? Do you? That's fine with me. Let's do it, asshole.
Like, I don't, he was coming in one time. This is for real. And, like, I thought, oh, yeah, just coincidence. He's coming in one time, and, like, you know, and the woman at the desk, you know, he flipped his card, you know, to let him in. Oh, thanks, Jeff. And he said, call me Riggs! She said, call me Riggs!
Well, clearly we know what he's a fan of.
I was like, all right. But the,
So does he pop his shoulder out every time he starts to...
does doing the weight... Is painful doing the weight? Yeah, it is! But not enough when I pop the shoulder back in. Yeah, he must be.
Tell me, he trains with an old black man.
He must be. He must be getting ready. I reckon he'd be very mad about the new Mad Max movie.
Oh, what?
Fancy not having Mel in it.
Which one? Mel Gibson or the
Mel? I bet he was the one person.
Maybe just reenact Braveheart and show the passion.
He was the one person where Mel Gibson kept out that shit. You know, fuck niggers.
Oh, like,
good on him. He was good on him. Quite right. Quite right.
I'd love to see an Asian guy say that.
And he's really short and stuff. Yeah. But,
Asian rigs.
It was weird.
Does he run after the cars and shit?
Yeah, the other funny part that happened at the gym the other day. I was at the pool. This guy got out really tough, like, you know, really tough, you know, muscly guy. And he fell down, he slipped and fell down the stairs. But the funny part was the noise he made, which was, the noise he made was the guy at Braveheart, not Braveheart, Gladiator, you know, Archer Abduhund! Do you remember that? Abduhund! Where is it? Hold on, we're pausing the recording. Where's the pause?
Alright, so this is the guy apparently at your gym.
It just took us 5 minutes.
That's the horse.
Guy, as he fell down, people, that just took us 5 minutes to find. Like,
comedy,
to Hunda!
How do you remember
because that like, shit? It's like, that's, as he fell, up to Hunda!
It would have been awesome if he was... That's a guy from Gladiator.
That's, as my head came out of the water. Oh, Gladiator!
One line. The guy has the whole movie. And yet, oh, here's a guy. Big guy from Gladiator.
Up to Hunda!
I can't remember what the story is about.
Of Gladiator.
And the guy falling over the pool.
No, he fell, basically it was too slippery and he fell down the stairs. Abduhunda! as he was carrying some guy's head, just like in Gladiator.
There's a Russell Crowe. They say no.
Are you not swimming? Is he, yeah. But, yeah, wasn't that worth it? 5 minutes for that.
But, yeah. Oh, sometimes you need a break from the show.
Yeah. I'll tell you the other funny bit. I'm just getting sick and tired of people thinking we're all stupid.
Well, you're me or
general? No, in general. Because you know what's in the gym at the moment?
Oh, God.
They've put above showers, the showers, with big labels, shower. Above each. I was like, Jesus Christ, I thought it was a computer. Like, what possible thing could that be, apart from a shower?
They have to label everything,
is
though.
That what it is?
Everything is labeled these days. Because people are fucking too
it's
stupid.
Like Billy Connolly's.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's like on the hairdryer was using, do not use in the shower! It
was like, well, I know how that annoys you. Mm. You know what annoys me? Car park.
All right, yeah, I actually had this on the...
Now, there is no...
We were supposed to bring this up last time, yeah, so what is it?
All right, people, we all have normal car parks, the people get. But then you got the disabled car parks. If you're disabled, you don't need to drive. Problem solved. But that's okay, because you know what? There are people who drive, people who are disabled. But I hate these fucking ones that have elderly parking. And then you get...
Parent
parking with a fucking baby carriage.
Before you know it, you're driving up floor by floor.
I'm like, what?
You're circling around the whole world. Like
people who are
lactose intolerant.
Like, what? You know what? I'm going for the parking for the blind.
It's getting to the point now. Yeah. It's getting absolutely fucking absurd. You know, even... Okay, this could be controversial. The police, there's a big push at the moment to stamp down on people who are tired driving. Have you noticed?
Oh, yeah.
All the ads are, don't trust if you're tired. don't trust if you're driving if you're tired.
If you're tired, and you're not going to really decide.
I don't mean to make light of it or anything, but look, how many times have you driven tired?
I'm like,
if I don't drive when I'm tired, I'm never leaving home.
Yeah, because what happens if you're tired?
All the time.
What happens when you're tired? You pull over, like Marion Crane did in Psycho, and you get pulled over by the cops. What are you doing here? Having a sleep. You're not allowed.
I was about to say, with the Avengers, that also might be the reason I was harsh on it. It was sandwiched between, because I watched three movies this weekend. Mad Max Road Warrior on Friday. Psycho last night, so I didn't have much of a chance.
Far better films.
I didn't have much of a chance.
Far better films
against those two. But the I'm with you. I mean, I don't you do like at.
Why do fucking assholes just because they've spurred out a little kid? Why the hell do they get a car park right next to the fucking the shops?
Well, how do you and also judge a parent parking? Like I'm like, yeah, I'm a parent. No, my kids at home.
No, you gotta have prams. No, even disabled parking. I see people get out. Walk perfectly fine.
We all see that.
Like, oh, got a bit of a sore toe. Fuck you.
Fuck off.
Disabled parks are for people that are disabled.
Yeah.
Not for people who are a bit sick. Oh, God.
I'm
flu.
I'm car sick.
Arnie.
Yeah, you're supposed to sit down.
I'm air sick. No, I think Arnie is disabled.
That would be funny. That would work. if somebody could say, oh, that park is disabled. I'm air sick. What? Doesn't make sense at all.
He's dead tired.
No, it just shits me. Disabled people for disabled. Use them. But elderly parking. Sorry, if you're old, get off the road. Just get off the fucking road. You shouldn't be driving, period.
You sound like Adalia. Because Adalia is of the opinion that, like, she's like, she thinks there should be senior plates.
There should be.
I don't know.
I agree. You got P plates, learner plates.
Yeah, but we'll be
old. I'm old arsehole. I'm old now.
Yeah. What does that make me?
Older.
Yeah.
P1, very old.
P1's younger than you and me.
Yeah, but he looks older.
Yeah.
Especially when he's got all those cum on his lips.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, I can tell you and Cody must have been doing the other thing.
That adventure must have been good.
So good. Oh, so good, P1. I have to suck your dick off.
Oh, we're not going to get away with
this. Hey, you're the shit that call me soft.
Yeah, well, you are.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, let's get into... there's something I've always wanted to bring up. There's something I've always wanted to bring up.
Chicken.
Because... one of the most beautiful women in the world, Mila Kunis.
And a big mouth.
Man, that was like, yeah, I feel like doing the Bond thing.
That's just the right size for me.
Mila Kunis, shut up, Mick, is calling chicken shit on a chicken shit, I like it.
What the hell is that?
On a Ukrainian woman who claims the actress stole her beloved chicken doggy. What does that make sense? Doggy a quarter of a century ago, back in her old country in Russia. With a little prompting from Ashton Kutcher. What's her name? Kutcher. Miller says she was devastated.
Devastated about a chicken. Someone accused me of stealing a chicken. I'd be like, shit, you go.
It was like it was very tasty.
That's where Mickey got it from in Rocky.
and weeping after finding it. Christina Caro was suing her for $5,000 for emotional distress and therapy.
I'll just pay it to a fucking kick.
$5,000? That's nothing.
Stealing a chicken.
$5,000, yeah.
Some people get killed in that. Have you watched Game of Thrones?
$5,000 for chicken.
A hound. I'm going to eat every fucking chicken in this room.
I think, for some reason, I thought you were talking about the battle scene with...
the chicken.
The battle scene with... You know when Tyrion has to pick somebody to be his champion?
Oh, yeah.
He picks a chicken. I can be...
I'm sure there's some deadly chickens.
Champion.
I'm sure there's some deadly chickens, and Colonel Sanders kills a lot of people with them every year.
Well, I mean, Jay Courtney's about to be...
Courtney. You got to bring up that arsehole.
Because he's going to be in Game of Thrones.
No, he's not.
He is.
That man is a chicken.
How dare you say? My words, he'll be in Game of Thrones.
Disgusting person.
Chickens.
Why would she steal a chicken?
But why'd she steal one?
Well, how did she get in America with a chicken?
She probably ate the fucking thing.
Yeah.
Maybe that was her wedding gift to Ashton Kutcher.
That's what that movie, Friends with Benefits, was secretly about. Chickens.
Who's a chicken? Well, we have sex.
That's why Mila Kunis started that Chicken Run.
The what?
Chicken Run, the movie.
Is she in
Mel that? Gibson was in it.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Oh, you fucking nigger chicken.
Where was Danny Glover at?
Don't blame me for getting by a pack of niggers.
Where was Danny Glover in that one?
Where was Tina Turner in that?
Thunderdome. Yeah,
two chickens and a one live.
I still like Mel Gibson. I know he's fucked up.
Of course he's fucked up, but he's always been fucked up.
He's a talented fucker.
What you didn't think him slapping his...
You should have fucking smiled and eat me.
That's what that Asian guy should have said while he was in the gym working out on the treadmill. Oh, no. You don't think I'm crazy? No, I'm sorry. You don't think I'm crazy?
This is a real fucking weight.
What'd you say? I can't remember what the fucking line is.
Oh, I can't.
That's a real badge. It's a real fucking number.
It's a real arrest. Fucking gun.
That'd be awesome. And when he comes in the gym, we're going to get bloody on this one, right?
He says that to the attendant.
He's like, well, I'm not Roger, but all right, off you go.
All right, yeah, enjoy. Yeah. And after he's finished doing a really stressed workout, he just lies down, Roger.
Yeah,
watch
your I think of it. Here we got shot. I'm pissed now.
You're not asleep until I tell you.
Fucking
asleep until I tell you, Rick.
I was like, that fucking albino motherfucker, I swear to God, stole my weight. He goes up to somewhere. Do you want to have a shot of the title champ? It's working out, man.
Don't mind if I do. Get that shit off my lawn. Oh, interrupted. Back again.
Sorry, we just got interrupted because we had to eat.
Yeah, some dickhead opened the door.
Yeah.
It's the Swedish chef.
There's one thing, if anyone who knows our dad knows, the man loves to cook. Like,
just like Steven Seagal from Under Siege. Just a cook.
He was in the Navy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, Dad is Steven Seagal.
Under Siege, it was about
the sad part is, I think Dad would be a better actor.
It's not a job, it's an adventure.
That's when you're doing the dishes. You see this man cook. It's that scene from Problem Child when he's doing the dishes. He's fucking mountain of
we always think of it as the chef out of Beauty and the Beast.
All this food got to waste.
And when you walk in the kitchen, it's like when the short guy walks in at the end.
Big burst of flame.
But finally, we've got a story about... That's pretty disgusting. You might want to turn the show off right now.
Yeah, because if nothing else has offended you before.
Before we go to this. Because if you weren't offended by us not being harsh on Avengers, or this will make your week. Do you want to read it?
No.
You sent me this.
Expelled from KFC. No, this is not about CJ. No.
It's about Mila Kunis.
From KFC for breastfeeding her 42-year-old son.
And this woman,
what a charming looking man he is, by the way.
In Mississippi!
I think Odin, I cast you out! I take from you your horrible vest. It's the worst fucking vest I've ever seen.
These people have teeth that seriously do look like a Stargate. They do look like, you know what they look like? The two statues in Lord of the Rings that go in between them.
She looks rather normal. Him.
He looks
the most inbred, fucking horrible, buck-tooth, four-eyed, fucking creep.
Purple.
I tell you what, Jared Leto, Chris, is that as the Joker? I'm terrified.
A 76-year-old woman has created controversy by breastfeeding her 42-year-old son.
All right, obvious question. How the fuck is she breastfeeding?
I don't know. In the middle of a KFC restaurant. I reckon P1 would be getting turned on by this. Many customers of the
past... P1 said he'd get any man laid. There's your competition, P1.
You should put up a photo.
Oh, I will.
Many customers of the fast food joint...
Joint?
Do you guys say that over there? I thought that was an Australian word. Would have complained about the incident and prompted Linda Berardi and her son Michael to leave the establishment
expelled. What's in The Exorcist?
The unusual episode, unusual.
That's more like another worth the cameo.
It sparked strong reactions on social media and provoked a huge debate on the limits of breastfeeding in public places.
Sorry.
See, if he was sort of 42 months, I could sort of maybe tolerate it. This guy's 42 years old.
Sorry, just read that story. White Castle employee dies after co-worker eats her face.
What?
Fucking weird, bloody crazy people. But yeah, 42 years old, being breastfed. Now,
and she said, this was her defense.
Oh, God.
It is my right as a mother to breastfeed my child. If people don't agree with the way I raise my son, that's their problem. I have raised a great man who's beautiful. Tall, and he still lives and stays with me. Oh, I've done a great job.
Yes, Norman Bates was tall, beautiful, and fucking criminally insane.
I've done a great job as a mother. I don't appreciate getting insulted and expelled because I decided to breastfeed my child a little longer than other mothers.
Jesus Christ.
I love after it. There's a photo of this woman going, just look at it.
That is...
Just
look at him. Look at that
guy. What would you have said if you had seen this in the restaurant? What would your reaction have been?
I wouldn't be eating KFC ever again.
that guy who walked into your McDonald's screaming, you should be an arm!
Oh, yeah, go.
This is where he belonged.
I mean, look, the sweater, the teeth, the glass. This guy is the most inbred fuckwit.
You can tell he's just one of these really...
He walked off the set of The Walking Dead.
He looks like something out of, I don't know.
Who does he look like?
I don't know. Something out of the Goonies?
He looks like a cartoon character. But his teeth are fucking huge. Like, they are huge. You can't even see his bottom teeth, and he's smiling.
Yeah, and he... Even the haircut is like...
You know who he reminds me of? Don't ask me why. Master Blaster. Take his mask off. He's got those big fucking goofy teeth.
He has the breast of a child.
That's right, you get breastfed.
That shit should have been on top of it. Yeah, this is timely to bring this up.
So she's Master, he's Blaster. Oh, you
want to rule KFC?
You don't want KFC. You don't want him breastfed in KFC. You do it. Disarm now.
And in, you know where they live?
In pig shit. No, chicken shit.
Pig shit. That's always one of my favorite lines in Mad Men. Just the guy who comes up agreeing with Tina Turner.
Pig shit.
Like, and just Frank Thring, that was the guy. He walks
fucking
up, like she goes really quiet. Do you remember, like,
she goes,
pig shit.
Pig shit!
He walks up right behind her.
I could just see her right on top of the... Kick down the KFC. We want justice! We want Thunderdome!
Why'd you have to do it?
Fucking, these two belong in a Mad Max world. That is just disgusting.
Yeah, in KFC, beyond the grill.
And does he look like he's 42?
He looks older.
I was going to say.
He looks older.
God, I don't know who the fuck. She looks like the guy from the Muppets.
She looks like... she looks like a Karg out of He-Man. Master Universe. What's it called?
Karg. Sarad.
No!
Karg. Yeah, you're talking about the guy from the Muppets.
Find the chicken. Tear this place apart!
He was Romy Tina Turner.
He did too. Yeah.
People have no idea what we're talking about.
Karg and Master of the Universe, the movie.
Oh, but
there you go.
Oh, he's not bad as Skeletor.
Oh, yeah. All right. You want to bring it up?
You fucking...
Before we end the show.
You fucking idiot. You. How dare you ever go at Skeletor? Franklin Joe is Skeletor. Compared to the shit you spill film with fucking bloody Night of Living Dead. I had to go through it. And you're having a go at Franklin Joe is Skeletor. Inspiration, great villain.
Yeah, forgetting the movie. The movie's not great.
I can't even remember the shit he said. Oh, I grew up with He-Man. Well, that's your fucking problem.
Maybe you should have asked He-Man to leave.
But I don't know anyone. A lot of people don't like the movie, fine. But everyone says how great Frank Langella is Skeletor. But no.
I don't think P1 liked him.
He was a fuckwit. Can't wait for Floyd Mayweather to kick in.
And wipe the semen off.
Yeah, wipe that cum out of your fucking mouth. That photo does look... I'm going to put a dick in his hand. Put that on. Yeah, hey, check out this P1. You didn't win the war, but here's your film sack. All over your lips.
I'm not with him.
P1, I'm not with him. I don't agree with that either.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. Hey, they give me... Him and Cody... Him and his puppet, he's Tommy, should I call him?
Oh, come on. Now, that's a bit rough. Yeah. I feel
like... All the things we say. Oh, that's a bit rough.
that's a bit rough.
Cody, Tommy, yeah, it's a bit rough on Tommy, I know.
Well, I haven't heard Tommy. He could be a very intelligent
Tommy is
person.
The most fucking stupid, inbred fucking cockhead.
Is it true? Did you say he gets high and does the show?
Yeah.
That's for real.
Yeah.
Wow.
Corey's a fuckwit by letting that idiot hang around, and I don't get why he does it. Corey surrounds it. He had Chris, Martin, Tony. Yeah. Now I got Tommy and fucking Ray and all the... morons.
Who?
All Ray.
Who's
not the guy.
Ray. What? Ray Stantz?
Corey,
I got this bowl for you.
That show's just gone downhill.
Oh, yeah, like unlike this.
You know what? The difference is we're all different.
Yeah.
We have our own opinions.
Oh, for sure.
And we all give shit to each other.
Oh,
constantly.
Sure. Yeah, I've done
my
it.
My God, the shit that I've copped in the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Good soft. How can I win a poll? One week saying I need therapy, and the next week, oh no, he's got soft.
I just think fast forward. He's gone soft.
What's that from?
You know the woman, the homeless woman talking about being thrown out by the politicians?
Oh, yeah.
So she wanted to be homeless more, more instead of having a house? He's gone soft.
Well, I guess it's the end of the show.
Can you smell that?
Smells like some onion.
Smells like an odor.
Odor.
Odor. Oh, it's Odin from
Odor.
Thor. Captain America's dad.
Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal Lecter's dad. Thor. He was at the Five Pack here. He saw
our interview with Hard Weather.
Pretty boy Floyd Mayweather, moneymaker, whatever his fucking name is. What do you reckon of Floyd?
Oh. You are a vain, greedy, cruel boy!
Yeah, you're damn right about that.
I think that's fairly accurate.
But he could buy Asgard and sell your ass. Rich motherfucker.
I bet you, if he just gave a few dollars, Idris Elba would walk it the other way.
He's going to walk it the other way.
He'd play that accordion for him every time he ended the fight.
Just walk away with his accordion.
If you can, rule the one you love.
What was he doing in that movie anyway? Thor, we've got to do it!
I don't know what he was doing.
No, he was drunk.
Hey, Oda.
What's his name? Hordor.
Hordor. Rule of Asgard. Why is it Oda can't say anything? Apart from,
I don't know, he's a retarded idiot. He's like Floyd Mayweather, can't read.
Floyd Mayweather might be a good idea.
Hey, he needs to fucking read when you got that much money.
But yeah, Hopkins. Bernard Hopkins.
Otis.
I know Idris Elba is your security blanket. You want him to see a couple of songs with
him. Hey! Oh, shit, you better piss off, Idris.
Go back to Avengers 2.
Oh, shit. A bit rough. I think we pissed him off a bit.
A light show. A bit of a...
You are unworthy.
Unworthy? These realms don't even belong here.
It's just a stadium.
You mean unworthy? You haven't listened to the show, obviously, before.
You have betrayed.
Who? Who have you betrayed? Betrayed you?
I don't think we're getting that letter like you sent to Brian Cranston.
I now take from you your power!
Oh, he took P1's award again!
His order before!
He's slow!
I order no honor! Cut!
You took your certificate!
Oh, Jesus Christ! He took my award!
Oh, where's he sending us?
Whosoever holds this hammer. I'm just the same boring person I was before.
What a horrible realm they could send us to.
My mom's voice. Give up
on
your dreams.
I recognize that voice.
Just write that in my lunchbox.
That's Melissa McCarthy! Spy! Oh, shit! Odin, I'm sorry! Get us back! Organization.
I told you
kill
to
me!
In there.
You can't.
Oh, she God, you and Fast and the Furious 7, you've gone to this shit. Look, I like Bad Company, Anthony! Take us back! Bad Company was a bad movie. This shit looks horrible! The drug of hate! Birds made! Poor Frank! Goes past the street! Oh, kill me! Put the in the music!
Kick ass! Kick ass! Kick ass!
Getting the kick in my ass.